The Relic of the Holy Navel. We're opposite the 19th century altar, and in front of this holy table, we're going to tell you about a famous relic, the Relic of the Holy Navel. Their story is interlinked. At the time of the Revolution, the decision was made to replace the altar. While it was being dismantled, some relics were discovered, including the Relic of the Holy Navel of Jesus. For a church, a relic is a source of guaranteed wealth, which leads to a lot of abuse. For example, so many have claimed to have a piece of the Holy Cross that Calvin wrote that if you put all the pieces together, you could fill a large boat. So, the relic was here from the 14th century onwards. Legend has it that it came from Pope Clement V, who himself had got it from Charlemagne, who would have received it from the Eastern Emperor. The Holy Umbilicus, or the Holy Navel, was supposed to be a piece of Jesus' umbilical cord. For more than four centuries, crowds of pilgrims jostled to worship it, up until the day that Monsignor de Nouailles decided to put an end to this devotion. Unusually, for a clergyman, he questioned and launched an investigation into its authenticity. On the 19th of April, 1707, he removed the relic from its display case and gave it to a surgeon for his opinion. After having broken it with his teeth, the surgeon pronounced that it was in no way a piece of umbilical cord. Monsignor de Nouailles then threw it in the fire. The whole of Chalons was scandalized, and the bishop was taken to court. But, with courage and piety, he convinced the people of Champagne that you can worship Jesus in spirit and in truth without having his navel in a church. It must be said that this was one of the rare cases that the church hierarchy itself has had the audacity, particularly during the Enlightenment, to have a relic evaluated, especially one as venerable and popular as this, and then go on to destroy it. Voltaire himself welcomed this action. Today, the only thing that remains of the Holy Navel is the reliquary, which is kept in the Medieval Museum of Cluny in Paris.